Denise Kramer with Mission Network News. Even in places that seem abandoned by the world, God has not forgotten the people in Aleppo, and Christians are acting. And then we'll share a story from an exiled believer, and it's all about blooming where you're planted. It's an obvious life lesson there. We'll be sharing it with you in just a moment. But first, it sounds like a post-apocalyptic novel. Citizens are living in a shelled-out husk of a war-torn city. Those who were able to have fled. Electricity is turned on intermittently. Otherwise, it's dark, and the cold of winter is set in. Water and food are scarce. Gangs roam the streets at night, and government officials go door-to-door in search of remaining rebel militants. But this isn't fiction. This is real life, right now, in Aleppo, Syria. What's so surreal is, in the midst of the rubble, the Holy Spirit is stirring. Christian Aid Mission's Steve Van Valkenburg says ministry partners have erected prayer tents in the city and started kids programs.
An agency within the government has asked a ministry if they would have kids programs all this week. And so every other day they're having kids programs. They will give them out Bible coloring books, and they give them out crayons. And this is something that's very, very helpful emotionally to the kids. And also they show gospel films. They just received a large shipment of Bibles in Aleppo, and so they can give those out, and they've expected large crowds all during this week.
The most commonly asked question when we cover a story like this is, how can we help?
We are regularly sending funds to Aleppo to provide for basic needs, blankets, Bibles, equipment for the children's outreaches.
We'll connect you with links at missionnews.org. And while the flow of refugees into Greece has slowed, the country is still struggling under the weight of need, accompanying the 60,000-plus refugees who are living there. Conditions are grim as the ill-equipped camps endure winter. Tasos Ioannidis of AMG International says,
a lot of them are in very appalling conditions. Some of them have been in tents for more than a year. It's just a very difficult and really tragic situation where there is ongoing need, and all these refugees are there, hoping that they will be able to continue their journey.
Now, refugees have to enlist in a slow asylum process before they can move north of Greece. Because of this, they've got a long time to wait.
Now, with individuals being there on a long-term basis, being trapped there for a while, we have been, of course, working to provide for basic things like food, clothing, medical care, transportation to places that they need to go, help with government applications.
The time and care that AMG puts into these relationships has opened up opportunities to talk about Jesus. Will you pray about these conversations and go to our website for more ways that you can get involved? And finally, you've heard the saying, bloom where you're planted. Well, it means a person should take advantage of the opportunities they have in their life and be grateful for the present situation. Even if you've been exiled from your own home country, even if. We caught up with Sudanese pastor Ibrahim in Egypt to ask him about a story. Speaking through a translator, he said after coming to Christ in 1987, he shared his story with anyone and everyone who would listen, eventually winding up at seminary in Lebanon.
From the time I was studying, I had the vision that Kush should return to God, and my vision is to encourage pastors and help them to discover that they have a role in missions to share the message with everyone.
God gave him scope, reaching as many in this North African region as possible with the hope of Christ. But then,
so I was doing all of that until 2016, April, when I had some problems with the security in Sudan and I was forced to come to Egypt.
So he had to start all over in a new country. But in Egypt, there was freedom to bloom.
They can ask questions, they can be open. If they have the seeds of faith, they can let themselves be known so that they can be in a discipleship group. That didn't happen in Sudan.
He's praying for the church leaders in Sudan because they're facing huge challenges. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Listeners supported by people just like you. We're partnering with Slavic Gospel Association to offer a free devotional written by a woman for women. It's called My Father's House by Ruth Dynecker Erdell. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.